we have in this expansion, I want to speak about an akuda which I've spoken about other times, but from a different point of view. State that Pinchas saved all of Klal Yisrael. Thank you. Heishiv es chamosi me'al b'nei Yisrael b'kano es kenosi b'toichom v'lechilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kenosi. Shteta dover neura, Klal Yisrael was supposed to be destroyed. V'lechilisi as b'nei Yisrael b'kenasi. The Rishonim mutrazach. Why was Klal Yisrael chayiv kiloyim? Not everyone did the chet. Zimri, the Magepa, but chilisi as b'nei Yisrael. The Sforn over here says because they weren't meichem. And as they stay in Sforn over here, Sforn says they weren't meichem. Is the Sforn explained that the pshat is not that you get a zap punishment for not a chiyav mocha. When a person is not meicha, when he sees something mushkis, is the pshat is that he has shaykhis to it. It's part of him. It doesn't bother him. So then Klal Yisrael is b'sakon, that's the door. It's very much like our door, by the way, to a large extent. Where we see around us tremendous hashpois of hashchasa, of te'eva, and we're not moicha. They're not being moicha. The purpose of the mocha, this agav, is not so much to be mochiach yena guy. The yena guy should stop it. The purpose of the mocha is you should make a roishim on your neshama that yena zach is straight. That's the pshat, by the way. The pshat is that they didn't make a mocha. And they, when a person sees a double ra, it makes a roishim on you. That's acceptable. When you make a mocha, so you're making a pu'ula in yourself that the thing is fair. Whether or not Yana guy is going to listen or not is a different topic. About Kaponim, Klal Yisrael got to a darga that the impression from the Maisa's nus of Zimri was azah shtar kazach, that they were chayav kiloyim, the chilisas b'nei Yisrael. They were chayav all them, all Klal Yisrael be wiped out. And Shteita Pinchas saved Klal Yisrael. Tachas Ashrekine Leloikov and Chapel B'nei Yisrael. Shteita Murdik a picture over here. You have all of Klal Yisrael is Chayiv Misa. All of Klal Yisrael is Chayiv Misa means that Klal Yisrael is in a low Ruchnis de Gedarga. And you have one person who with one action saved Klal Yisrael. Ve'ichaper al b'nei Yisrael. It's interesting, if you look in the parasha, we always walk away with the impression that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the gevaldige matonas that he got, kahuna, etc., is because he was kanoyes kenosi. And the pasuk doesn't say that, by the way. The pasuk says twice that the schar was ve'ichaper al b'nei Yisrael ve'lechilises b'nei Yisrael b'kenosi. The schar was that he saved Klal Yisrael. So you have one person with one maisa who saved the entire Klal Yisrael. He saved the entire door. Where does a person get the koichus of such a thing? There are people in Klal Yisrael, in the history of Klal Yisrael, who one person alone changed all of Klal Yisrael and Netzach Netzachim, the Baron Kotler. Came to America, a refugee, didn't speak the language, didn't have any money, wasn't known. And one person turned over the world. All of us are Tamid of Baron Kotler. There was no Torah in America. There was no Torah in America, Michal. There was no Torah, there was no Yiddishkeit, there was no Avodas Hashem. And one person came along, one person, a short little person. He was so short that in Slobodka, when the Rebbe Ber said shir, they used to stand on a chair that they should see him. He asked a million kashes. And he used to stand on a chair. He was Mavos, he was a short person. He stood on a chair and he wasn't able to see. One short person, weak, sickly, poor, right? Didn't have money. wasn't well dressed, spoke very fast, by the way, wasn't a big orator. He didn't speak clearly. He wasn't one of these crones or what do you call it, who spoke clearly and said a clear message, or Rabbi Fran. None of that. You could really, if you ever heard him speak, I was Lechet Reb Schneier. I used to go here whenever I was able to. You can barely, if you think I speak fast, multiply by 1,000. So how could these people make an effect, Bukhlal? Not good looking, not good speakers. Nothing. What? What's there? Yeah, he said a shir, which nobody understood the shaitoi. Hey, Sunday. So a shnir turned over the world in Europe, opened up thousands of talmidim. Poor, simple lady. She was a, what was it? She was a tailor? I don't know what she was. Seamstress, they say. Nothing. And people did maisim, which turned over the world, the Netzach Netzachim. Where does the person get the kirchus from? The answer is, in this week's parasha, this is an edugma. There's a well-known Targum Yonison. Targum Yonison says, Hinani Nosin Los Brisi Sholem, says Targum Yonison, Abidne Maloch Kayam, I'm going to turn him into a Maloch, the Yichila Olam, he'll live forever, the Mifsara Gulasa B'Seif Yamot. Targum Yonison says, like it says in Chazal in many places, Rashi brings down in Gemara, Pinchas Zueliyo, Pinchas was Elio. Gemara is all over. Rashi is all over. Zohar is all over. And the matana that he got was, I'm going to make him into a malach, and he's going to live forever. And he's going to be the one who's going to be mevasa of the gula. That was the prize that the Targum Yonison says. That was the prize that he got for the kanois, for the brisi shalom. He's going to be a malach. He's going to live forever, and he'll be mevasa of the gula. The pshat in a malach is that a malach is lishmo. A malach has no personal agenda. It's brought down all the Baalei Mussar speak about. It says Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Everybody asks, why does it say Aaron? The Teretz is, you all know, Aaron was Reidiv Shalom, Oyiv Shalom. What does that have to do with anything? The pasuk is coming to teach us that a person shouldn't think that the reason why Pinchas went ahead and killed and did the act of kanois was because he was a hot-headed guy. His name was Blau. He came from a family of kanoim, and that's their business. Hagam that the Blaus themselves were all the Shem Shemayim agav. All of them, they were all Shem Shemayim. The big tzaddikim and tamid chacham. Aber, that's their business. They're a family of kanoim. Yeah, family of kanoim. That's their business. Grew up in Yerushalayim, ben hachaymos, whole life. He's easy. You can't take it. It's the Reit Zimon. No, he came from a Khan, Raviv Shalom, Ayiv Shalom, Reb Aaron David. Yeah? That's how Pinchas look. I say over every year. Yeah? That's how he look. He's a tzaddik, spoke softly to everybody. Good morning. You know the guys say good morning to everybody? And the guys that wear ties on the Shredish? That's Pinchas. By the way, there's nothing wrong wearing a tie on the Shredish. I'm not on that dargo. So that was Pinchas. Yeah? He's a tzaddik, a tamim. He had Rabbi Yomin, a tzaddik smile. And Rabbi Aaron David's tamimis. And he said, good morning to everybody, and how are you, and how's your day, and have a good day, and have a gishmaka day. And he made everybody feel good. Oyiv Shalom, Roydiv Shalom, Mikarvas Abrius. You shouldn't think, Chas v'Shalom, that Pinchas was a temperamental kanoi, and he came from a Zah family. Nothing to do with it. It was kulay l'shem shemayim. He went against his nature. He went against his upbringing. He went against his pashtus. There was nothing of zich involved in it. It was kulay a malach. It was an act of a malach. A malach, the pshat is, that his mitzias is rotzen Hashem. Is when somebody like Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, who's kulay shalom, and kulay ava, and kulay gishmak, and he goes ahead and does a zam meister kanois, that's an act of a malach. That the pshat is that he's kulei rotzen Hashem, he has no other personal agenda inside of him. When a person is able to come from the two extremes, he comes from an extreme of ben aron hakohen, and is able to bring himself to do the act, the complete other extreme, that's not a mensch already, that's a malach. That's not a mensch, that's a malach. That means he's brought himself to his whole existence, the existence of Avodas Hashem. And lep nishmazich, he doesn't live for himself. You should know that when a person touches azah nekuda, he can unleash in himself azah power that 10 atom bombs can't compare to. If in every atom there's a koyach to destroy Hiroshima and Nagasaki, then every yid has a koyach to build a million times more. It's a power which is out. I mean, every person could be a Baron Kotler. Everybody wants to do kira, right? The new thing. When I was a bucket, everyone wanted to be rich. Today, everyone wants to do kira. Yeah, you want to go change the world? Vice says it's a malacha, kalav and nikiya. Vice says it's good money on it. It's an easy job. You don't have to go to college, take a course, shiva some tamas, be freshmen afterwards. Here, finished. You made it. You can go out to wherever you want. You hear? You can't change anybody, by the way. The only way you can change anybody is if you have some sort of force inside you, if you're a malach. If there's some sort of l'shem shemayim, if it's a personal agenda, you can't change anybody, by the way. A person can only change somebody when there's a bechina of a malach. When there's a bechina of a malach, that there's no personal agenda there, there's a nekuda l'shem shemayim, a person could unleash in himself kliches that are supernatural, that have no limitations of geographic borders or time. They could unleash a force in a person that a person could change the whole world. That's the answer to people like Rabbi Kotler, people like Sarashnir. There were people in our times who changed the Bria. Reb Chaim Brisker, in his way, changed the whole Metzius of the Yiddish Welt. As much as Rabbi Aaron Kotler did. The Kseis HaChoshen changed the Metzius of the Jewish world. Because they were malochim. They unleashed in them a force of ruchnius that was so powerful that there was no border or time limit that can be magbulet. Because it's pure ruchnius. And pure ruchnius has no limitations. No time, nothing. It doesn't make a difference. You can talk nice. It doesn't make a difference if you're rich. It's the nekuda itself. It's the malach inside every person. And when that force is unleashed, it's a force that can turn over the world, it can destroy the world, it can build the world, depending on how you use it. That's the pshat, that he acted like a malach, so he became a malach. A malach is nitzchi. The minute that a person touches in himself the nekuda of lishma, that he does, and he dedicates himself, k'avodas Hashem l'shem shemayim, so you are a malach, and then you're nitzchius. Shteitin targum yenison, v'yichil ha'almi, live forever. You stay forever. There's no hakbalas asman. There's no reason why he should die. Why should he die b'chal? There's no guf. Mimela says Targum Yonason. He's the mevaser gula. He's the one who's going to tell us the gula. The gula, the loss of lava, is a world where there's no mixture of tevira. Loss of lava is a world where there's no mixture of tevira, where it's kulei toiv. The one who's going to be mevaser is Eliyahu Zupinchas, because he touched in himself a nekuda of malachkeit in himself, and that nekuda is a bechina of loss of lava. It's a bechina of gula. It's a bechina of nitzchius. And Pinchas who Eliyahu is mevaser of the gula. We're not going to be Eliyahu HaNavi. He has the job already. The Shteller is taken. But you should know that every time we act like a malach, every time we do what's right, you could save all of Klal Yisrael. One person could bring Gula to the world. One person could save all of Klal Yisrael. Don't state in the parasha. With a little bit of Lashma, it says in Mishnah Pirkei Avos, you find many times in Chazal all types of things. It says, for example, Rav Chanina ben Daisa, Kola Oilam Kuloi Nizoin B'schus Chanina Bini, and Chanina Bini himself is enough with Kav Charuv, what's the lashon of the Gemara? The whole world, what does it mean that the whole world is standing on Chanina ben Doisa? Or it says, Kol Olam Yitaru Lishma, Zeichel Tvarm Harbe, etc., etc. Vikdai Kol Oilo Kuloi. The whole Bria is for him. That means a person who does something Lishma, a person who's Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chanina ben Doisa was completely Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need a Kav Charuv. That means he had no Olam Hazeh. Bimakum with his divok and akarish bochu with his lishma, where a person is not nachas after his habits and his upbringing, there's a bechina of nitzchias. There's no limitations. You don't know how far you can do. You don't know how much you can accomplish. You don't know how much an effect you can have. You can save Klal Yisrael, and that we have a shaychus to. We may not have shaychus to the dargis of becoming mamash or malach, but the bechina of the zach we have. Af a zevite, we act like a malach. Af a zevite, we can touch this nekuda of doing something lishma. Not because it's convenient, and not because it's the way I was brought up, and not because I'm in the mood. Fakert then your mood. Fakert then your upbringing. Fakert then what's easy for you. Fakert then what's poshut for you. Malach. Living an existence of mitzias of Ratzon Hashem. To turn ourselves into a little bit of a zavachina. A little bit. It's hard to become a whole day like that, 24 hours, 7 days a week. But a bechina of a malach, that our mitzias is an existence of Ratzon Hashem. Whenever a person is koina azab bechina, that bechina is nitzki, that stays forever. That's what Olmayad says to argument of Israel. That brings the gula. That's the bechina of Eliyahu Hanavi. That everybody has shaykhs to. And for sure we all have shaykhs to b'lechlisis b'nei Yisrael to save Klal Yisrael. Everybody, whenever in your life, whether it's in yeshiva, when you learn a taisus lishma, you can learn a taisus lishma also. You're not in the mood to learn a taisus, you're tired. And you become a malach on a taisus. That's nuclear power. You don't know what that could do. But lechlis b'nei, you don't know. It could be this exerish, man. I'm not saying exaggeration. I'm telling you, kipshutoi, the facts of life. You should know that there could be a gzera on Klal Yisrael, that there should be a bomb, or there should be a this and that, and the matzah is not good in Klal Yisrael. And you learn a taisus lishma like a malach. You're not in the mood of learning taisus because you're tired or you're lazy or you're this and you're that. And you say, I am a shtik rotzen Hashem. I'm going to learn the taisus gishmak. That's Rabban Kotler. You're unleashing a force which is way beyond you and way beyond your action. What did he do already? One guy went ahead and killed one guy. Vasas Gavoran. Very nice. The Kanoi, give him a medal, give him a shishi, make him Rosh Hashiva, go to Vabrochis, whatever you want. All of Klal Yisrael. That's the power of one act of Lishma, that's the power of a Yid. That's the power of our Maisim to unleash a force inside of us which can save all of Klal Yisrael. It applies to Benom Lechaveroi. You're not in the mood. The opposite of Pinchas. Pinchas was in the mood of being a Nebuch, and he forced himself to go do it. Don't think that the Torah made us... It's very funny. We have such a superficial picture of the Chumash. I always say that we think it's because we grew up in such a violent world, and by nature, in ourselves, we have violence. So we think the easiest thing is to throw a knife at somebody. Hey, right? Pick up a rock and throw. I have news for you. If it was so easy for him, you don't become Eliyahu Hanavi because of that. You ever thought about it? It's a superficial look. For that, you don't become Eliyahu Hanavi and you live loyalum. There's more important things to do. Is if he became Eliyahu Hanavi, loyalum void, l'netzach nitzochim. Is vice versa for him to go and kill Zimri Ben Soli was a zamaisa which nobody in the history of Klal Yisrael ever broke his meters like that. It's mukhrich like that. Where do you get a zah prize for that? For zah? Because you did a shein azah, because you threw a rock through somebody's window. And you told them, I'm frumer than you? For that, you don't become Eliyahu Hanavi. What are you talking about? For that, you get Eliyahu Bod. Vassal on the Messiah's service. For that, Eliyahu Hanavi was waiting all the dayris because he was a kanoi. Is the pshat is that in order for Pinchas to go and kill somebody, he had to destroy every fiber of his being, because every fiber of his being was against doing it. Oh, Yisholom, right, Yisholom. For that, you become Eliyahu Hanavi. So when your chaver is bothering you, and you're not in the mood of being nice to somebody, or you're tired or you're lazy, or you're a younger man with your wife, you're not in the mood, it's posh it, and you're 1,000,000% she's wrong. And you remember that your roommate's wrong. And he's a big Russia. Be a malach or shtickle. be mevatel yourself a little bit. You can be zeiche to matana me'ashamayim. It's not a matana because it's a metzias inside every person. That's way beyond the so-called small superficial maaseh that we do.